So what does meditation mean? Can I elaborate on that? Yeah. Meditation, as I explained, means in general subject parlance, the word meditation means just deep thought. Yes, that can be one usage of the word meditation. But in spiritual circles, meditation refers not just to the mode of thinking, but also to the object of thought. So normally we think of this deep thinking over some subject as meditation. But the deep thinking about the deepest realities of life, that is actually meditation. So our existence is at multiple levels. As I said, we have a physical side, we have a mental side, and we have a spiritual side. So normally, our thoughts are caught in the physical side. And the mental side, also we may oscillate. But then we are more carried away, we are not observing the mind. So just observing the mind is also something which we start doing when we meditate. Say for example, when we start chanting the mantras, say we recommend the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is a sound vibration which is recommended in the Bhakti texts as a very efficacious means for calming the mind. Now, interestingly, we may find that when we try to meditate on sound, at that time the mind becomes restless. And we may feel that I'm not meditating on the sound. But at the very least, we become observant of the mind. Okay, the mind is going here, the mind is going there. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yetar atmanyeva shamnayet. So essentially he says, the mind may stray away, but don't let it stay away. The mind may stray away, but bring it back. Bring it back and focus it on the self. So rather than focusing on external physical reality, we start observing the motions of the mind and start regulating those motions. And then as we regulate that motion, so from the physical level, we are going deeper to the mental level. And as the mind becomes calmer, from the mental level, we go to the spiritual level. At the spiritual level, there is the Atma and the soul, and there is the Paramatma, there is the Supreme Soul. So gradually, our consciousness moves towards deeper and deeper levels of reality. And the sound of the holy names of God, that makes the deepest level of reality available to us easily. So the holy names of God act as a channel for us to connect with Him easily. So that supreme being who exists at the deepest level of consciousness, at the highest spiritual level, He becomes accessible to us through sound. And in that way, meditation on the sound gives us easy access to the deepest reality that meditation is aiming for. Tattvam Brahmani Param Parastat Madhuksharanti Vama Mudavahani Tattvam Brahmani Param Parastat. The Param Tattva, the Supreme Truth, that which is the highest, the deepest reality, that becomes Brahmani, becomes easily accessible through the sound of mantras. So when we meditate, we think deeply about the deepest reality. So, now this mode of thinking is also meant to be ultimately one of affection. Normally, when you think of meditation, now there may be different things. Some people may like to go to a natural scenery and we look at the sky, we look at the clouds, we look at the lake. But this is all very peaceful. Yes, it can be peaceful and it can be relaxing. At the same time, there are two things. There is pacification of the mind and there is purification of the mind. Pacification means as the mind becomes peaceful. But as soon as the agitating stimuli comes, again the mind will become agitated. Whereas purification means the mind's tendency, the unhealthy thought patterns which make it agitated, those have been healed. So sometimes just by going to an externally peaceful situation, we may feel peaceful and that itself may contribute to meditation. But that is largely doing only pacification. It is only because of the external stimuli, there is some rest. Because there is no agitating external stimuli, so the mind is peaceful. But the vulnerability of the mind to external agitations is not gone. But prashanta manasam hyenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. In 6.27 in the Bhagavad Gita, they said that the mind becomes fully peaceful. Prashanta manasam hyenam yoginam sukham uttamam. And the yogi experiences spiritual happiness. Upaiti shanta rajasam. At that time, rajas is the passion, the force within us that makes us vulnerable to agitation and anxiety. That itself becomes pacified. And paiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. We understand and realize our spiritual identity. So meditation is not just about pacification, but it is about purification. And that purification brings unshakable peace. Pacification is just peace, but it is shakable peace. It will be lost when the external agitating stimuli comes up. So there are meditations also to some extent becoming increasingly popular. And there are definitely, when people meditate, they can experience benefits. But not just the mode of thinking. What is more consequential in determining how much we are benefited by the meditation is the object of what we are thinking about. So when we focus on the deepest spiritual reality, which becomes accessible to us through mantras, then we can get the maximum benefit of meditation. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?
One more.